Longhorn Crazy Ant Education. Longhorn Crazy Ant Life Cycle. 1. Egg. Longhorn black crazy ant eggs are laid by the queen and develop in a larval stage of growth, which will take about 2 weeks to complete. 2. Larva. After hatching from their eggshells, the larvae feed on food provided by the colony through trophallaxis, or regurgitation of partially digested food from adult ants. During this time, they molt 3 times before entering into pupal development. 3. Pupa. The pupal stage takes place within sealed cocoons made up of silk secreted from special glands in their abdomens and is completely inactive during this stage, which can last up to 2 weeks long depending on environmental conditions such as temperature and humidity levels. 4. Adult. Once fully developed, newly emerged adult ants will quickly join the colony's workforce as foragers or defenders while still undergoing physical changes that include darkening of coloration as well as gaining their characteristic long antennae that give them their name Longhorn Black Crazy Ant. Following adulthood, these ants can live anywhere between 3 months to 4 years depending on available resources and other factors such as predation risk or competition with other colonies in the area. Environmental requirements. Longhorn crazy ant should be kept in a temperature range between 25 degrees Celsius and 35 degrees Celsius. They thrive in warm, dry climates with low humidity levels of 45%-65% relative humidity. These ants need access to protein sources such as insects, small invertebrates, fish food, or even pieces of meat. Also, require access to fresh clean water at all times and will also drink from nectar or honeydew produced by other insects in their environment. Humidified soil is essential for creating a suitable nesting area with proper drainage since these ants do not build mounds like some species of ants. A sand substrate can help create an ideal nest as well. It should be mixed with soil and fine pebbles for ventilation purposes. The enclosure must provide plenty of climbing surfaces such as twigs and branches that are free from any potential toxins, i.e., no pesticide residue.